Hello. So I often think that bitter experiences turn into someone completely sardonic, but just occasionally there are joyous tidings. And yesterday was such a day because there was gladsome news from Arizona, USA, just in case you didn't know. And so the Supreme Court of that state has said that the state will uphold a law dating from 1864, which says that abortion is illegal because, of course, a child has the right to life just as much as an adult, and anyone who commits this felony will serve a sentence of up to 5 years. Now, of course, that is scandalously lenient for murder. There we go. So, obviously, if the mother's life is at risk, then it's an exception. And I don't know how anyone can bring himself or herself to do that. But I don't d dispute that two deaths would be worse than one, so they're still allowed to do that. Obviously, not obliged to do that. There's some women, even at the risk of their lives, gallantly continue their pregnancies, give birth to their children, sometimes die, sometimes survive in the effort. But obviously, I take my hat off to them. Absolute heroines. Women are so self-sacrificing, doing anything to save their children. I don't think I would have such courage. Anyway, so the court has brought this in, so it's something to be really elated about. It's going to save a lot of children's lives. Now, of course, women who want to abort their daughters and sons, they can, of course, leave the state. There's no law against doing that. And even if there were, how would you enforce it? Stop every pregnant woman and say, "Are you going out of the state for an abortion or not?" And she says no. If she's lying, she comes back, inspector again to see if she's pregnant or not. People driving in and out all the time. And even if she leaves pregnant but returns not pregnant, she might, if she hasn't given birth elsewhere, might return months later. Did she have a miscarriage? So yeah, and I think it's unenforceable. Because of unenforceability, I'm not aware that anyone's advocating for upholding that. Of course, you could bring in such a law, like in the United Kingdom, those who go overseas to sexually abuse children are prosecuted when they come home if they're not prosecuted abroad. And of course, the United Kingdom, when it finally passes a law to save children's lives, must pass a law about this to prevent those who go abroad to kill their children, if abortion's outlawed in the UK, face prosecution in the United Kingdom, have universal jurisdiction for what is, after all, a crime against humanity. So anyway, I was elated by the good news out of Arizona. So the Alliance Defending Freedom, not an organization I broadly agree with, they had rightly filed the case and it got the state Supreme Court. So I'm overjoyed about that. Now, I mean, I don't know enough about the law about it. I'm not a lawyer. I've never studied American law. I mean, from just a humanitarian point of view, I think it's wonderful. But I don't know the ratio decidendi of the judges. Anyway, so there was some law saying that abortions were permissible until 15 weeks of gestation. So now there's that 1864 law, and of course, those are very eager to kill children. They're saying, "Oh, isn't this terrible? Because it takes me 64." The imbecility of the abortionist industry is just plain to see. Just because something from 1864 doesn't automatically make it a bad thing, is ludicrous. Just because something from 2024, that doesn't automatically make it a good thing. Human rights are eternal. The life of the right to life is eternal. Abortion is not a good thing, as the abortion industry is keen to point out. It's been out around for recorded history, 5,000 years, and no doubt before. Just like any crime, just like the murder of an adult or rape or enslavement has always been around, shall always be around. We can't stop all crimes completely. We're never going to have 100% enforcement. What we can do is reduce it, and we can save a lot of girls and boys into the process. If things in 1864 are so bad, well, why don't we bear in mind, say, the 13th Amendment from 1865, whereby the United States outlawed slavery, and surely the abolishment of servitude in the United States was an advance for human rights. But are these abortionists going to come and say, "Oh, no, that's from the 1860s, therefore it doesn't count, it must be evil. Oh, yeah, so let's go back to enslaving people." It's just so idiotic. Can they not do any better than that? "Oh, we must have 21st century legislation." So, Roe versus Wade, well, that was 20th century legislation. So, according to that rationale, must be bad. Okay, dump that. It really is preposterous. So the fact that children are going to be saved has been met with horror by most of the Democratic Party. Most of them are violently opposed to babies' rights. Anyway, so the state attorney, she's in charge of the sort of legal system, saying that she will not uphold the state's law, which is surely gross negligence, this willful dereliction of duty. Anyway, Carrie Lake, someone who's rather vile, but I thought might at least be decent on this one issue, who's this deranged Trumpist pathological liar who claims that she won an election she lost. She actually doesn't agree with the decision. So she only wants to kill some children. That's being reasonable and so on. So there are people who say, oh, it's bad news for women. It's wonderful news for women, men, everybody, because their children are going to be safe. What about child protection? What if you were in the womb? You know, you wouldn't know what's going on. So you were alive then as you are now. You're a human being as then as you are now. You have just as much right to life then as you did now, probably more actually, because if you're watching this, you at least live quite a few years. So it's really good news. People say, oh, it was an imposition of conservative values to try and save children. Well, it's really an imposition of abortionist values to murder innocent children, okay? The one thing nobody wants is to be murdered. So as these girls and boys cannot speak up for themselves, it behoves adults to do so. It's not an imposition to uphold the most fundamental human right of all, the one right which contains all the other rights, because without life you have no rights, you have no right to free expression or to a fair trial or to freedom of association or right to property or anything else if you're dead. Okay, so this is going to prevent violence against children. It's going to prevent babies having their legs ripped off and their arms ripped off and their heads ripped off and left to bleed to death. It's going to prevent babies being injected with deadly substances to cause them cardiac arrest. It is going to prevent babies being asphyxiated. It's going to prevent the murder of children. So surely this is a good thing, you know, and they're good people who do bad things and the bad people who do good things. And actually some people on the pro-life side are loathsome. Just like some people on the pro-choice side, they can be charming, cerebral, you know, witty, very good company. And I know, you know, lots of women, up to 20 women who've had abortions. And I know at least two men who've encouraged, one case his wife, one case his girlfriend, to do this. And they have done something very evil. And, you know, it's a bit like that Zone of Interest film will show you, you know, the banality of evil, how this astonishing domesticity and actually the niceness of people commit the most abominable crimes. It's a crime against humanity. It's been normalized by the abortion industry to say that the mass murder of children is something that is so-called moderate. It's no sort of argument to say it's normal. You often hear that there's an enormous incidence of rape, which according to that argument must be a good thing. If you say, well, if a lot of people do, it's okay. No, it's not. I often hear in the UK, 1 in 3 women has had an abortion. Therefore, it's a good thing or at least acceptable. Well, I wouldn't care if it's 3 in 3. It would still be evil. And if it was 1 in 4 women had an abortion, would you change your mind? It's preposterous bringing that up. This is so how completely irrational, how bereft of plausible arguments the abortionist movement is. So this is really a good news, and it will save some children. And okay, some women will go abroad, out of the state, but it will save at least a few lives. It makes it more difficult, more expensive, more time to think about it. And the longer you leave a pregnancy, the less and less likely a woman is to go for this. And, you know, some abortionists start getting squeamish. Even they have qualms about this because they say that you gradually become human, which is absolutely preposterous. You're either human or you're not. You can't be 3/4 human or 1/10 human or something like that. Anyway, thank you so much for my channel. So make sure you donate on Patreon subscribe. Subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. And yeah, let's save children. You know, defend the human, because, you know, at this rate, the human race is going to go extinct. But even if a population explosion, it'd still be wrong to murder children. You know, babies are humans too. Goodbye.